This is CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. First up in today's commercial-free coverage, the U.S. Army has charged Sergeant Bo Bergdahl with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy when he left his post in Afghanistan. Sergeant Bergdahl's expected to be court-martialed, meaning he could be tried in a military court for his alleged crimes. If convicted, he could be dishonorably discharged and imprisoned. Bergdahl was the longest-held U.S. prisoner of war since the conflict in Vietnam. Securing his release was a top priority for President Obama, who said the U.S. does not leave its soldiers behind. But the way the Obama administration secured Bergdahl's release was controversial. It didn't notify Congress about it 30 days in advance, as law requires. It exchanged five Taliban prisoners held at Guantanamo Bay for Bergdahl. U.S. intelligence reports have suggested that one of these former prisoners had since contacted the Taliban.